Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Lisa Samra wrote today's devotional reading and titled it, Sound the Trumpets. Taps is a trumpet call played by the U.S. military at the end of the day, as well as at funerals. I was amazed when I read the unofficial lyrics and discovered that many of the verses end with the phrase, God is nigh, or God is near. Whether before the dark of each night settles in, or while mourning the loss of a loved one, the lyrics offer soldiers the beautiful assurance that God is near. In the Old Testament, trumpets were also a reminder to the Israelites that God was near. In the middle of celebrating the feasts and festivals that were part of the covenant agreement between God and the nation of Israel, the Jews were to sound the trumpets. Blowing a trumpet was a reminder not only of God's presence, but also that He was available when they needed Him most, and He longed to help them. Today, we still need reminders that God is near. And in our own style of worship, we too can call out to God in prayer and song. Perhaps our prayers can be thought of as trumpets asking God to help us. And the beautiful encouragement is that God always hears those calls. To each of our pleas, He responds with the assurance of His presence that strengthens and comforts us in the difficulties and sorrows of life. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Numbers chapter 10, verses 8 through 10. The sons of Aaron, the priests, are to blow the trumpets. This is to be a lasting ordinance for you and the generations to come. When you go into battle in your own land against an enemy who is oppressing you, sound a blast on the trumpets. Then you will be remembered by the Lord your God and rescued from your enemies. Also at your times of rejoicing, your appointed festivals and new moon feasts, you are to sound the trumpets over your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, and they will be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord your God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you respond to our calls for help and assure us of your powerful presence and love. We pray for those who are hurting and afraid and broken today and ask that you would comfort them and fill them with your peace. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.